heard what?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What have you heard about podcasts?
Loudmouth.
No, like, I was curious about atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard a podcast where it's, like, atheism. And, like, some like people would, like, call in, like, Christians trying to convince atheists about Christianity. So
that's cool. All right. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Mr. Hayes. Welcome to our first podcast at Ponce Middle School. I'm here with a lovely group of sixth graders. And please go around and introduce yourselves. Say hi, I'm so-and-so, and say your first name.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Hi, I'm Naisa.
Hi, I'm Jalen.
Hi, I'm Hadis Marys.
You're what?
Hadis Marys.
All right. So welcome, everybody, and welcome to middle school. What do you guys think about middle school so far?
It's very fast. Like, you have to, like, try to push through the crowds to get to your class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is that? Why do you have to go so fast?
So that I don't get late to class.
Okay. All right. Is it different from elementary?
Yes.
Very. Definitely.
Yeah. A lot.
How?
Like, so many
you're in elementary, you line up in a line, and they take you everywhere.
You stay with one class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here stay with one class the whole time?
Yeah.
And did you ever change classes in elementary school?
No.
Yeah,
I did.
Yes. And like it wasn't really a rush either, because, like, our classes, you'd usually be, like, right next to each other.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a rush.
Okay, so now your classes are further apart?
Yes.
Well, some.
Also, there's, like, no teachers, like, telling you, oh, you have to do this. Like, you have to remind yourself that something's due. Like, they're not going to tell you, oh, by the way, so-and-so, this is due tomorrow. Like,
right. Yeah, exactly. You have to be a little bit more responsible.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you find out about your first week of school? What did you guys learn? What did you do? What did you discover?
People are really awkward.
Awkward?
They don't want to talk.
Okay.
I really.
You can relate to that?
Yeah.
But you volunteered to do this.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's great.
I only talk to people over the internet. I can't talk to people in real life.
Oh, you're doing a great job so far. Mm-hmm. What learner profile is she pushing on herself there?
Communicator.
She's being a communicator?
Yes.
And what else? If she's doing something she's not comfortable
doing?
Risk taker. Yeah, good. What about all your other classes? What's your favorite class so far?
Math. Right now, language arts.
Well, right now, language arts. Thanks. Yeah. You know, thanks a lot, Brian.
Like so far.
You're welcome.
Way to go.
I mean,
wow.
Language arts is my favorite subject, but you had a lot of things to do that I did not do, so.
What did I have to do?
The summer reading. I was not aware of that, so.
Alright,
thank you.
You'll be fine. You'll get there.
I mean, like, I like language arts as well, but mm-hmm. I mean, math is a bit.
That's your forte?
Yes.
What does that mean, forte?
Like your, what, like you're, what you're good at.
What you're good at. Yeah, yeah. It's like a strength.
Face.
Alright, so math, language arts. What about science?
I like science.
I like
a
teacher.
My favorite subject?
I like history as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're gonna have a turtle.
Mr. Silva teaches history?
Yeah, U.S. history. We're his only
But I got really scared in the 400 building because of all the older kids.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And I already had enough of art, so I almost cried.
Oh, okay. Me too. I saw, like, 8th graders and 7th graders, like, near lockers, and I was like, am I in the right building?
I know. And they're, like, yelling.
I don't have any classes.
It was a little scary over there.
Yeah, in this one class, like, they opened the door, like, it was right, it was my first day coming here, and all the 8th graders came out, they were screaming, and one of them, like, stubbed my toe, which, like, thank you if you're listening to this.
Oh, that wasn't very nice. They didn't even apologize or anything.
No, they just kept walking.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, you get into middle school, and now the kids are bigger, you guys are 6th graders, you gotta be like, watch out for the 8th graders, they're big, they're just growing up. Alright, so, what are you looking forward to this year?
Last day of school.
Oh,
yeah. Summer.
That's a little early for that.
Maybe graduating. I'm looking for the weekend because, I mean, I want some days off already.
Definitely.
I kind of want homework.
You want homework?
I have. No, the summer was really boring for me because I didn't have anything to do.
It wasn't
for me.
Yeah,
I like homework.
Please don't take this as a hint.
No, you have plenty of homework already. Alright, so, good. All right. We got to talk a little bit. We got to meet some of the sixth graders. We talked a little bit about the first week of school and how it's different from elementary school. And yes, you do have homework. Remember, you have your projects due next week, and your Among the Hidden test is next week. And Be sure to go on paperfreeclass.net to check your required reading. All right, everybody clear on that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So it was good, fun talking to you guys, and we'll see you next time. And next up, we'll be talking to period one. So see you then.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye. 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 About animal intelligence. Hi, what's your name?
Angelica Lorenzo.
And what do you think about animal intelligence?
It's a certain behavior that animals have that make them be like intelligent.
Like what? How would you know an animal is intelligent?
If like they open the door like your cat does.
Like my cat does? Okay, good. Good idea. Yeah. All right, let's go to somebody else. Hi, sir. What's your name?
Angel.
All right, what do you think about animal intelligence?
The animal intelligence is measured by how an animal lives and how well it does. For example, a dolphin can communicate like us and can live very long as us also.
Okay.
And can communicate with other species and know if they're like food or something by radio waves.
Very interesting. All right, cool. All right, who else? Who else do we have here? You were going to say something? All right, what's your name, sir?
My name is Michael Vasquez.
Okay, what do you think?
And I think that when they say animal intelligence means how the animal reacts or what they do in whatever condition, actually.
Okay, what do you think is the smartest animal?
A dog.
A dog? Yeah. What about a dog makes you think that they're smart?
The love they have for a person and how they recognize people.
Oh, okay, that's a very interesting point, too. Okay, do we have anybody else? Let's see. I need one more person. One more. All right, this young man, what's your name, sir?
My name is Lee Scrivaletta.
And what do you think about animal intelligence?
I think it's the best way how they're living and all, and how they survive, like, in very bad climate change, like snow, hail, and mostly tornadoes or something.
And how would you know an animal is intelligent? How would it show you it's intelligent, like, if it was surviving in that kind of a situation?
Like, they will seek out shelter.
All right, cool. All right, you have it. You heard it here, folks, in Ponce Middle School, and that's the bell. We will see you next period for some more insights. Welcome back to Ponce Paper Free Class Podcast. This is the third part of our episode today, and we are sitting with our third period class. This is a lovely group of young sixth graders. Can you all introduce yourself? Just go around here and say hi. My name is so-and-so.
Hi, my name is Denise.
Hi, my name is Isabella.
Hi, my name is Lucy.
Hi, my name is Tanya.
Hi, my name is Destiny.
All right, and so what have we been doing this week? What have we been studying in language arts class?
The IB profile.
All right, what is the IB profile?
It's basically your, like, strengths and weaknesses and things that you're good at and things that you need to work on.
Okay. Like what? What did you think were some of your strengths?
I think I'm definitely an inquirer. I ask a lot of questions in class.
Okay. I think I'm definitely a risk taker.
Oh, yeah? How? In what way?
Like, sometimes when I need to get better grades, I'm willing to do anything, stay up at 2 in the morning, studying, do anything.
Okay.
I will not even, like, eat sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What about you, Leslie?
I think I'm knowledgeable because I usually pretty much always go to my classes.
Good job.
For me, I'm more caring because I do care about a lot of people, and I really I figured out a way to help out, just like how I did in art class helped with the shading and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, great. And how do you think you'll apply that to being in an IB school?
Being in an IB school, I think caring is like helping other people with their work if they're having trouble, and if they're not having trouble focusing, I can help them get on track.
Okay.
I think being an inquirer in an IB school is very, very important because, like, the transition from elementary to middle school can be very, very hard. And if you don't know, if you don't get a math question, for example, it can really be hard to do if you don't ask questions and, you know.
Exactly. We encourage you to be inquirers, to ask questions and to, you know, to find out more about the subjects and more about learning new things.
Also, being a communicator, it's kind of easier because you can, like, speak your mind and your ideas. So, like, if you have questions, you can just ask people, and it's better for you to know so you can do your homework or projects or really anything.
Okay, what do you think about the teachers so far in this school?
Pretty good.
I really like the teachers here. They're very, they lead you and they guide you very much, and they are sometimes very strict, but that's just to help you. Mm-hmm. To get better in your weaknesses.
Okay, yeah, really good.
One of my definitely favorites is Barrera. Yeah. I love her. My sister had her too, and she was all the whole summer. She told me how great of a teacher she is, and like how like you can, you can like talk to her like personally. It doesn't have to be all, you know, formal in mm-hmm. class and everything.
That's good. That's fantastic.
And it's also kind of good because she's not that strict, so it's like it doesn't put a lot of effort on us. Kind of, yeah.
Stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't feel stressed out. Okay, that's good.
The art teacher is really nice. She even though she's strict, it's for a reason. Like, it's not for you to mess around. She's strict for that reason. And whenever you need help, she'll come to you and she'll start helping you. She'll start guiding you.
Okay, yeah. And if you have to remember from a perspective of the teacher, if you're kind of strict right away in the beginning, you won't have kids acting kind of silly and crazy, and then the teacher is able to come to help you, and, you know, and they don't have to worry about people acting silly. So yeah, keep that in mind too. There's nothing that they don't like kids or anything. It's better for the students in general if their behaviors are kept down like that. Leste, you got anything about the teacher? What's your favorite class so far?
I think it's PE.
Yeah? Yeah. What are you playing in PE?
We were playing like dodgeball that you had to run from one side to the other without getting hit.
Oh, they play that in school?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then 2 days ago
dangerous.
We played sharks and minnows.
What's sharks and minnows?
That you had to, I was the shark and I had to get everyone else, like, pull off their flag, and then they were on my team.
Oh, neat. Okay, cool.
I also like Miss Joseph because it's like she gives us a lot of information, but she also like adds humor to it, so it's kind of funny, and you forget like that you're learning, and sometimes when you're learning it's kind of boring, but like when you add humor to it, it's funny. And it's,
okay,
it's
fantastic.
I like my math teacher a lot because she is very strict. I like strict teachers, and personally I really like strict teachers because they help me aim to my goals, and I always like make those goals in the end of the day. And Ms. Barrera is, my math teacher is exactly that, and she does give like the most homework out of probably the whole school, but
oh, yeah.
I like that because she's just helping us. That's what she's doing, and I appreciate that very much.
All right, that's great. So we got a little insight into the learner profile, the IB program, and the teachers. Did you guys have a good first week?
Yeah. Yes. The office people, or the people that work at the office, are so, so nice. Especially because my sister was an office helper, and so they're just like extremely, extremely nice. Like they ask me what my name is, and then like after school, sometimes I have to wait because my mom, she works far away. Like they let me stay in their office. Yeah. Especially Miss Arcia, she's like, I love her so much.
Yeah, there's some really great people that work at the school. Really do care about the students too.
Also the security guards, because they're helpful and they're pretty straightforward. Like if you don't know where class is, they'll just tell you, and it's quite easier because when I asked them, I could have been like walking around for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I came for the camp and it was really fun. Like everyone was super nice. The PE teacher especially was super hands-on. She would tell you to do this, and then she would also make you do a lot of things like you would normally do in PE. But my favorite game that she did was dodgeball. I would always run around. Okay. It was my favorite part.
Cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good first week. And that is the end, I think, of our first episode. And hopefully we enjoyed that. And we can do it again next Friday.